Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 14th, 2019. Tesla boss Elon Musk wants to build a factory on the outskirts of Berlin. This was announced surprisingly by the U.S. entrepreneur on Tuesday. Musk wants to build a so-called gigafactory near the future BER airport, but did not give any further details as of now. Such a factory would be the first of its kind in Europe and the fourth worldwide. It's still unclear how large the site will be and how many jobs will be created there. However, media reports mention 7,000 possible jobs. Tesla apparently also wants to become active in Berlin itself. According to media reports, the manufacturer of electric cars wants to establish a design and development center in the capital. Tesla had been searching for a long time to find a location for a European gigafactory that produces batteries and vehicles. On previous occasions, Musk mentioned Germany as a candidate and wanted to announce the location by the end of the year. However, other German states, including Saarland and Lower Saxony, were more on the radar than Berlin and Brandenburg. The factory in Germany is expected to go into operation at the end of 2021, according to previous information. It will produce the currently most important Tesla Model 3 vehicle for the European market, as well as the future compact SUV Model Y, designed on its basis. With the Model 3, Tesla intends to open up a broader market below the high price segment. The dismissal of the former vice director of the Stasi Victim Memorial in Berlin was legal. This was decided by the Berlin Labor Court as announced on Wednesday. The reason given was that the former vice chief had not behaved correctly in many situations, such as job interviews, because he held them in a private setting. The judge explained that the accused did not change his behavior even after a warning from his supervisor. The labor court did not rule on the allegations of sexual harassment made by several women, and they did not play a role in the decision of the judge. An appeal may be lodged against the decision. Due to the delay in the construction of the Humboldt Forum, the costs for the reconstructed Berlin Stadtpalast will rise by almost 50 million euros to a total of 644.2 million euros. The new cost forecast can be found in a document by the Federal Ministry of Finance. The additional costs have to be entirely covered by the federal government. In 2011, the federal and state governments had agreed that Berlin would not need to participate in the additional costs of the construction. This leaves the Berlin share at 32 million euros. Originally, the Humboldt Forum was open this November. 5 months ago, the start was then postponed to September of 2020. The foundation said on Wednesday that they are sticking to the September target, and the opening should then take place in three stages until summer 2021. The Berliner Ensemble has canceled the premiere of the play Pussy, an Ode to Masculinity, at short notice. The directing team and theater management agreed that the premiere planned for today cannot take place for, quote, artistic reasons. The theater announced yesterday that the project will be postponed to a later date. The show was announced as a, quote, toxic trip into digital and analog male fantasies. Dutch director Stephanie van Bottom researched chats in online forums, material from flirt coaches, and statements of men's rights activists for the play. According to a Berlin Ensemble spokesperson, quote, theater is always an artistic process. Together, the team came to the conclusion that the performance could not yet be shown. For the announced dates in November and December, there will be substitute performances. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.